Hello, you beautiful soul. Welcome to the Beauty and the Biohacker podcast. I am your co-host, Rachel Varga, the beauty side of Beauty and the Biohacker. If you would like to pick my brain as to all the wonderful ways that we can optimize your skin and rejuvenation journey, book your one-on-one with me. If you would like to work with Katie to optimize your sleep and biohacking journey, book a one-on-one with Katie. You can learn more about booking with us in the show notes of this episode, or head on over to beautyandthebiohacker.com and you can find our one-on-one booking links there. Be sure to use promo code BB15 for 15% off of your one-on-one session with Katie or I. Enjoy today's episode. Welcome to Beauty and the Biohacker, where we explore the latest tools and trends in self-care, aesthetics, and peak performance to help you live your most beautiful life from the inside out. I'm your co-host, Rachel Varga, a board-certified aesthetic nurse specialist since 2011 with over 19,000 rejuvenation treatments performed on thousands of patients.
And I'm Katie Moore, a self-proclaimed biohacker with 3 years of self-experimenting in the space of health and wellness technology. I'm on a mission to help you achieve success without sacrificing your health or happiness through my YouTube channel, Katie Type A.
So join us as we sit down with some of the biggest innovators in the health space, the movers and shakers of the wellness world,
and unpack some of the biggest secrets in the skincare and longevity space. We are Beauty and the Biohacker, and we're thrilled to have you along for the ride.
Welcome, everyone, to today's recording here on the Beauty and the Biohacker podcast. In today's episode, we are going to cover all of your top questions in regards to red light therapy and the Juve device, which I have to say over the last year and a half, 2 years, has been my red light therapy device of choice. Today, we have joining us today, Wes Feifner. He's a member of Juve's leadership team and leads all of their marketing efforts. Wes has a background in marketing and is a complete nerd when it comes to all things health and fitness related. And this is actually, I'm very grateful to say this is the second time I've had the pleasure of connecting with Wes. And Katie and I have been using your devices, and we're such a big fan of the work that you're doing with the team at Juve and the research. So we're going to dive all into that. So Wes, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's a pleasure to be here. I appreciate both of your guys' content. So I'm happy to always chat about red light therapy and nerd out on some health stuff.
Yeah, we are super stoked. And I know Rachel and I can both attest to the idea that Juve has really kind of put red light therapy sort of on the map for the mainstream. I know that Rachel has always talked about being kind of like, you know, ahead of her time with using red light therapy in clinics like 10 years ago, right, Rachel? But I have to say, for things that are now more consumer-based, Juve has really just demolished the market, like just exploded. And so it's exciting to be able to really talk to somebody, you know, who has kind of been at the forefront of such a massive biohacking trend and movement. And obviously, you know, as a reviewer and somebody who pays attention to a lot of trends, yes, I've seen quite a few competitors coming onto the market, which is a great thing, right? Like that's showing that there's interest, that people are excited about this new technology. But from Juve's standpoint, what would you say is the main thing that, or a couple of the main things that really separate your devices from the rest of the stuff that you're going to find on the market?
Oh man, that's quite an intro. I would say there's a couple of things. One is when Juve first launched its first product back in early 2016. There, as you mentioned, there was really not this concept of full body red light therapy at home did not exist. You know, Rachel knows this, that the only way you could really get light therapy was either, you know, at an esthetician office, or if you went to or if you bought kind of some small handhelds. They kind of had facial masks that fit your face and, you know, you're primarily treating your face. It was primarily all around beauty. And there really wasn't anybody educating and promoting that, hey, this is actually much more than just a skin modality. It actually has way bigger benefits, especially when you dig into the near infrared component. And we can talk about the differences of red and near infrared later. But there's a lot there, especially when it comes to inflammation, pain relief, cognitive benefits, you know, sleep. It's way more. So we kind of saw this, we kind of saw this amazing therapy that no one was really marketing in a way that is really going to lend well to the consumer, that they would want to really incorporate it, unless you're really looking to focus on skin health. And so we took that approach, and it just so happens that one of our founders, my sister Melissa, she's got a ton of benefit from it. And I'll be honest, when I first heard of it, I was so skeptical. So, I'll be honest, negative. I was like, this is BS. I've never heard of this therapy. There's no way. And then it wasn't until I actually started using it where I started to dig into the science, because I saw a benefit. And, to answer your question, what kind of separates Juve is, one, we're the ones that pioneered this at home, light therapy technology. It started with just, two panel sizes. And now we have a variety of seven different configurations that you can do. And it's all around optimizing your full body. So that's what one separated us from the rest that was on the market at that time, is we were opting and delivering not only full body application, but medical grade, devices that have been safety tested, designed for actual human use. A lot of competitors we have now, they're really not up to snuff as far as like safety and really designed for human use. A lot of them are just converted grow lights that are designed to treat, not to treat, but designed to actually grow plants. And they just flip them around. We see, contract manufacturers with websites that say, hey, we'll provide you this product, shoot us your logo, we'll slap it on here, and then we'll ship it to you. Like that's kind of how this industry is going, as we're seeing competitors pop up that way, but I think that's just with anything, right? You see good companies that are doing good stuff. You find competitors that try to do it in a cheaper way, mimic the same branding, different stuff like that. So yeah, that would be the biggest difference, is Juve is the actually only true medical grade full body light therapy system that's designed for your home.
Yeah, I'd love to jump in here for a second. So my hubby's a pro athlete. We've been using these like homemade red light therapy devices from someone locally made on the island here, and there were cords and there were paddles and there were Velcro straps, and it was just really annoying to use. And also in our previous discussion, Wes, you said that there's a lot of companies that are making devices and it's just like light bulbs with this red film on it. And there's these crazy claims. I was at a Vegas plastic surgery conference a couple of years ago, and there was this guy, and he's like, yeah, I saw these red light masks and it's almost as good as getting a facelift. So what's your take on helping people like discern the better devices out there, like making sure that you're getting access to the actual Juve and not a counterfeit? Because unfortunately, this is something that Katie and I have unpacked, in the industry here, is counterfeit stuff. So what's your tips, like buying directly from your site, using promo codes from, say, trusted influencers and partners like us? What's your take on that stuff?
I would say one is if there was, another good source out there, I think it would be making its way into, health and wellness influencers like yourselves. To date, really nobody is promoting these other brands. And because they know, one, they're not an original, and two, they know they don't really have like the safety testing or any sort of certification. And that's kind of, for somebody that doesn't know, that's kind of scary if you're going to be exposing, your entire body, especially as we recommend nude treatments, exposing your whole body and private areas, et cetera. If you're doing that to a device that hasn't been tested, you don't know what wavelengths they're using. It may light up red, but you don't know what it's delivering to you. And when you see the claims, out there as far as like more power, more power, cheaper. I'll say it once, is power is it's overrated with this therapy. It's really about delivering the light in a focused manner, making sure you're not losing light to the right or to the left, that it's actually focused at the user, and it's an even distribution treatment. And there's other gimmicks you see out there of mixing in different near infrareds as an example. Well, near infrared, those wavelengths are so close. And when I mean that, I'm talking like a wavelength of 850 and 830, for example. Like they're so close to each other, they're not that much of a mechanism of difference on your body. In fact, we've actually asked some lead researchers in the field. They're like, hey, is there anything to, mixing these different near infrareds? And he kind of like laughed and looked at an answer back like that was a really stupid question, because it's stimulating the same thing. It's stimulating the mitochondria. So for folks who, you know, promote stuff that, you know, near infrared at a slightly different wavelength, that it has such an amplified benefit is just not the case. You know what I mean? There are studies that, you know, using 660 and 630 as an example for red, they do the same thing. They do exactly the same thing. They stimulate the mitochondria in a similar way. So, man, we could go down a rabbit hole with me talking about things to not look for, but you know, one of the main things, just to kind of recap that is, one, look for independent safety testing, that they've actually been cleared for at-home medical use. That is something that is misleading. A lot of companies will claim that they're a class 2 device. It's actually easy to do. Especially in this industry, that, you know, you can register your product with the FDA and they have no idea you exist. They've never looked at your product. They've never audited it. So that's not a way to just say, hey, we're safety tested because we have this class 2, you know, listing on our website. That doesn't make it a safe device. They actually have to go through safety testing. And that's a process we go through. You know, we go through that when our design is very early on, and we have to make changes because it doesn't pass certain things. And so that's just what it takes. Like, it takes quality and it takes really designing it for at-home use. And a lot of companies, they don't do that. They just, you know, they throw up a similar website, you know, and a similar looking product. So those are some things I would definitely look out for.
Yeah. I just to kind of piggyback off that, I can't really stress the importance enough to you guys about doing your research and looking at the fine print on websites, because I'm not going to mention names here, Rachel. You know that we have looked at some different companies, and I mean, I straight up found an expired FDA like registered card, and I emailed the company asking them what that was about, and they didn't have an answer. And so, you know, it's like there's a lot of misinformation out there. There's a lot of loopholes that people can jump through to make it look like they're giving you a better product than it actually is, and especially at the higher ticket value of some of these devices like red light. You know, people are charging as much as a Juve and they are not Juve. You got to start asking these kind of questions, right? But aside from that, I think that's just a really good consumer where, you know, just kind of think about those sort of things as you are buying, you know, something of this nature. But I want to get into some of the different light frequencies. So let's touch a little bit on the near versus the far. And specifically, I kind of would love to tie this back to our body's relationship with the sun. Mm-hmm. And my part two question, which we can come circle back to, is, hey, I live in Hawaii. I'm getting ample sunlight all the time. I see the sunrise. I see the sunset. I've got sun, you know, I'm really protected, but I'm getting sunlight a lot more than when I used to live in New York in the winter months. Mm-hmm. So that being said, let's talk a little bit about that relationship to the sun. And would this particular product be useful for somebody who lives in an environment that they're getting like ample sunlight all the time?
I love that question, Katie, because that's usually how I like to start. As I say, you know, at the beginning of this podcast, I mentioned, you know, I was very skeptical. And the reason I was skeptical is because I didn't understand light. You know, the only concept I had really of light was obviously the sun. And then that light is really kind of, it's for illumination, right? It's for us to see, it's for entertainment. I didn't know there was a health component side to it until I fully understood it. Then it made sense. And, you know, light as its original form is from the sun, right? It's what powers everything on earth. And the sun gives off wavelengths of light, and it's in the form of waves, literally like that. And it's full spectrum. And the technical term is electromagnetic radiation. So it's energy. Light's energy. Even the light, you know, you see in your house or lighting on the street lights, cars, etc., it's energy. And it's traveling through the air and it's bouncing off things. And different wavelengths of light stimulate different things and do different things. You know, we know this, we know early on the concept of vitamin D, right? UVA and UVB stimulate vitamin D, but we didn't fully prove that out until I think it was like the 1930s. We kind of knew, but we didn't actually legitimately prove it until the 1930s. In fact, they, you know, they discovered the benefit of sunlight early on because they realized that children were growing up with weaker bones, rickets. You know, they're very, very fragile, breaking. And then they figured out, put them in the sun and it actually makes their bones stronger. We understand this now because vitamin D, you know, our body absorbs vitamin D that helps go into the stomach lining to help the body absorb calcium. Calcium is good for the bones. So if you think about how long the Earth's been around, we just proved the concept of what the sun would do from a vitamin D perspective, not even 100 years ago. So this is moving super, super quick. And now it's you know, fast forward to today's world, we figured out that red and near infrared actually stimulates cellular energy, and specifically by stimulating the mitochondria. And for those, you know, who can go back to, you know, science class in high school, the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell, right? It is responsible for creating energy. You know, it breaks down food. I mean, and food that's broken down goes through the mitochondria, kicks out, goes through the cellular respiration process, and it kicks out this this thing called ATP, which is adenosine triphosphate. And that's responsible for, that's the energy currency of your body. So that literally flows in and out of your body. And it, you know, it's there for your body to use as it sees fit. And it's amazing. This form of light actually stimulates that in our body. And it was discovered by accident. They were trying to radiate a rat's tail. They were trying to radiate a tumor off a rat's tail. Didn't radiate the tumor away. What it did is it stimulated hair growth, you know, and that was in the 1960s. So we've come a long way since then. And so red light, going in the differences of red and near infrared, red light is the visual that you see, right? It's bright red. And that's a shorter wavelength than near infrared, which is also what you typically see in a red light therapy product. And red is primarily absorbed by the superficial layers of your skin. It's what you're going to see a lot of clinical data around of skin health, wound healing, hair growth, different things like that. And then the near infrared is a little bit of a longer wavelength, but the tricky thing here is it's invisible to the human eye. You can't see it. And so when you see, you know, a panel like Juve another mimicking product, you'll see like every other light is kind of lit up and it's kind of like a pattern. There's actually light coming off those dark spots, but you just can't see it. And so that's the near infrared. And that is responsible for penetrating deeper into the body than red. And it actually helps stimulate, you know, pain, mild pain relief, inflammation reduction, offset of muscle soreness after workouts. It actually gives your cells energy before your workout. So it does a whole host of great things in the body. So they're very, very, very powerful wavelengths. And it's just, that's what we understand that those wavelengths do. We also have a lot more understanding of blue light. You know, everybody I think is kind of familiar with how blue light is responsible for, you know, creating havoc on our sleep. But there's also a really good side to blue light. And I hate it how some of these companies, they villainize blue light as it's bad, right? Too much blue light, stay away from blue light. But it's actually so beneficial for us, especially in the morning. It's what spikes our cortisol. Light spikes our cortisol. It's what makes us feel awake, you know, and that's a natural process. You know, so after midday, blue light starts diminishing from the sun slowly, 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 right? And cortisol slowly going down, melatonin's going up, you know? So it's, you know, that's a very, very important wavelength for us because it helps regulate our circadian rhythm. Now, different times of the day, it's bad. And we know this and we can counteract it now, but we're still learning. So, you know, for those that didn't understand light, a takeaway is it literally affects so much of our human health. And even, I know this is going to sound a little big, but the universe, you know, if you take the sun away, like everything's gone. The sun literally powers everything. It heats the earth. That's the infrared. That's where you get infrared saunas. So it's incredibly beneficial. And I think as a society, we haven't understood that. And a lot of people live in fear of the sun and it can burn you at different times of the day if you're out there too long. And also if you haven't conditioned your skin to be out there, you know? So there's lots and lots of benefits to light. And specifically your question about living in Hawaii, as you're exposed to a lot more sun. Yeah, you're definitely exposed to a lot more beneficial sun than a lot of other folks. And maybe your routine allows for that, which is phenomenal. I would always recommend somebody get adequate sunlight. But when you're out there, you're also getting all these other wavelengths of light. And especially if you're in the powerful parts of the day, you really can't be out there too long with the UVA and the UVB because eventually it is going to burn you and you're going to get some diminishing returns. And if you're wanting to, let's say, stimulate some, you know, some like muscle recovery, or you're really trying to do some wound healing and target a certain area, you're not getting that a strong enough dosage in that long a time. You'd have to be out there for quite a long time to get that specific dosage of red and near infrared.
I just got my labs done through Inside Tracker, and shockingly, my vitamin D levels are low. I was like, this can't be right because I'm getting so much sun. I've lived here for 6 months. So I'm really curious if I'm doing Juve sessions nightly and daily, you know, what could that actually move the needle in my vitamin D levels? So stay tuned for that, guys, because I'm really excited to quantify some of this stuff. But yeah, I was pretty surprised that just getting natural sunlight during the day didn't actually make a big difference in my vitamin D levels. Shocking.
There's actually a really, I'm glad you brought that up. There's actually a cool meta-analysis where they looked at all of the areas, how red, photobiomodulation, which is the scientific term for red light therapy, how it affected the skin, you know, from wrinkles to anti-aging to different things like that. But something they note on there is actually using it, you know, before going out in the sun, it actually would provide like a little bit of sun protection, like 15 SPF estimated. And the reason being is in the morning before you're exposed to all of the blue light and then the UVA and UVB later in the day, you're getting hit with red and near infrared first. So they're wondering if that is what's stimulating and kicking off like a protective mechanism from these harmful rays, you know, that your body would naturally be getting, because normally we're living an outdoor lifestyle. As humans have evolved, we always lived outdoors and now we live indoors. So naturally that's probably going to change some stuff. And then there actually is a little bit of research around how, you know, and this goes kind of everything. And when you're looking at red and near infrared, not only does it help cells that are under oxidative stress, so that's why inflammation, pain, you know, muscle recovery, those cells are typically under oxidative stress, but it also kicks off this phenomenon of cell signaling. So it kicks off a brief burst where the cells kind of communicate to each other a little bit more efficiently. And what that can do, if you imagine, it's like looking at like almost like a circuit board of a battery. If every component can start working, it's going to be a little bit more efficient, you know? And that's where there's this systemic benefits of red light therapy. So there actually is a little bit of research on using red and near infrared showed a positive result of, I believe it's a small study, but of increasing vitamin D levels. Not that it stimulates vitamin D, but it actually helped your body, you know, and gave it the energy. So when you're out in the sun, your body can actually absorb that vitamin D. So it's pretty interesting. And that's something that we're seeing across the board with red and near infrared, is that we really don't know the endless possibilities of it yet.
So let's nerd out for a hot second here, because you touched on a couple of keywords that I just want to provide some like layer of nerdy details to. So the word laser, FYI, is an acronym for light amplification by stimulated emission of radiation. So when you're talking about in the 60s, when they were looking at lasers for doing different photobiomodulation impacts on the tissues, this is actually looked at in regards to being weaponized. And then they discovered all these certain health benefits, like, oh, wait, if we use the specific frequency of photobiomodulation, we can actually get an impact in the skin to actually do hair removal, reduce redness and brown spots on the skin, actually coagulate little facial capillaries. So it's so crazy. Like a lot of this stuff, when we've talked with different companies, a lot of the stuff has like an initial use in NASA or, you know, weaponry and stuff like that. And then it becomes into the consumer market. So just an FYI there. And then another thing I wanted to mention on was the full spectrum of light. So this is the issue with LEDs that we see in our homes, is that it's really just a very narrow wavelength and it's a lot of blue light. So if you can just, guys, switch out your LED lights to halogen, you're going to be giving yourself more of that full spectrum of light, which is more similar to the sun, which is really important, because the blue light we get from our devices or laptops or studio lighting here, our cell phones, is actually reaching about 3 times deeper into the skin than what we get out aside. And the mechanism of action that you mentioned, Wes, this is really interesting because I have never thought about red light therapy having this type of proposed benefit of actually reducing oxidative stress in the body in the morning with morning exposure, so that when you go out and get your sun exposure, your body is better able to deal with that free radical stress. So actually, I totally am with you on that. And I want you to point everybody tuning in here to where the latest research is available on red light therapy, because I know that you and your team at Juve have actually done a lot of work tabulating this research. So where can we people find it? And also maybe give us some insight on some of the hormonal regulation that we talked about last time we were chatting.
Yeah, no, that's so key, Rachel. There's no doubt about a systemic effect. But as far as like latest research, we you know, our newsletter is great to subscribe to. We're actively, you know, disseminating information, new studies that we're involved in, as well as, you know, some stuff that we'll see out there, you know, in the field. But we actually have a clinical studies database on our website that it's not just our studies. We're actively, you know, participating, but a lot of these is just, they're studies we've seen that we've implemented that you can go and read for any specific category. So you can go to, I'll provide a link to the show notes. It's like juve.com/clinical-studies. And you can actually click on, you know, the actual main source of the studies and read it for yourself, you know, see what was the control group, what was the experimental group, you know, and you can dive into it there. Some exciting research that is, you know, actively going on that we've participated in, and stuff's been delayed because of COVID-19. That's just slowed down so many things as far as running actual studies right now, especially with some of the head researchers we work with, specifically Dr. Kleber Ferrazzi. He's a research professor that is arguably the expert when it comes to anything in the performance and the recovery arena. He resides in Brazil, and Brazil's been unfortunately hit pretty hard, you know, with COVID-19. But we have studies moving forward. One of them that we talked about last time was the hormonal health and the impact that we're seeing there. And this is very early, and so I don't want anyone to get the wrong impression that, you know, using one of our products, it's going to boost your testosterone, or for females, it's going to help balance your hormones. But, you know, in the clinical study that, or in the small pilot study that we did participate in, we, you know, there was 30 individuals, and they used red and near infrared light therapy for over 12 weeks. And they saw pretty amazing results. And these were blood draws. So they weren't just, you know, they weren't saliva based. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't a questionnaire. This was actually looking at the blood, and it's hard for the blood to lie. You know, you see the differences, and we saw pretty massive improvements in both for males, both total and free testosterone. And then for females, the really cool thing we saw was a balancing effect of her hormones. So if they were too high in progesterone or too low in estrogen, it brought it back to a level that their body, you know, is optimal for them. And so it wasn't just going to skyrocket it, right? Like, it wasn't just going to put it out of balance. And that's what's really neat about this therapy, is it's really giving, you know, your body the light and energy, and your body does with it as it sees fit, we want to be efficient. Our bodies want to be balanced. And in fact, they're fighting to be balanced. And, you know, that's a scientific term. We know homeostasis. Your body wants to be balanced. If your body doesn't have enough calcium in the bloodstream, what is it going to do? It's going to take it from your bones, you know? So our body craves balance, and it craves to be efficient. And so when you give it, you know, kind of the energy, and you let it kind of do its thing, it's amazing the results that can happen. And you don't have to do a thing. All you got to do is expose your skin to this light. And there's another cool research study that, you know, you'll want to definitely subscribe, that we'll be releasing, that showed, the benefits of using red light therapy as you're doing exercise for weight loss. And there's some really cool effects there. I'll kind of tease that. I won't go into it yet because I don't want to touch on details. It hasn't been published yet, but I have seen the results, and it's pretty awesome, especially from a cholesterol level. You know, it's pretty cool. Just the impact of having this in conjunction with what else you're doing, it's pretty powerful. It's not the, you know, it's not a silver bullet. There's not a silver bullet out there. You know, but when using this in conjunction with your lifestyle and other good things, it really can make a difference.
Curious if you guys have ever looked into the stimulation of the vagus nerve in conjunction with red light therapy. And the reason I bring this up is because my mother-in-law mentioned this like a while ago as like, and you know, she's like a hippie back in like the 70s. They used to like take some of these red light things. And I think it was like near the navel area would help stimulate some like peristalsis and vagus nerves. So I'm just curious. I mean, I don't know if there's a very easy way to test it, but just like, would love to hear your thoughts on if there is even any like scientific link there that you've heard of.
Remind me, Katie, where the vagus nerve, where's that located?
So the vagus nerve actually runs from your cranium all the way down to all the way down your spine. It's basically the longest nerve in the body. It is what they call that gut-brain axis, the connection between your gut and your brain. And so it's really like when you stimulate the vagus nerve, it can help with stress response, stress release. So I've had a number of devices that are actually targeting the vagus nerve either through like the ear canal, mm-hmm. and that would help kind of send this signal to your brain like, hey, we're okay. We don't have to be in fight and flight right now. And it actually calms your body. And one of the side like repercussions of that calming is this, like, you start to feel your stomach. Like, I don't know if you've ever had a massage, but like your stomach mm-hmm. starts to growl and everything just starts to relax. And versus when you're tense and everything's all really tight. So I'd love to see a future study if I can just kind of put one in the queue for you guys of like vagus nerve and red light. Does it actually work on a similar mechanistic like front here?
Not great. I would love that too. I'll look for that. And I'll ask some of our some of the researchers we work with. I'm sure there probably is, because there is a lot of research out there as far as how red light therapy, red and near infrared, positively affects your cognitive function. Not only from like quicker reaction time, performance, but also, you know, there's really cool research out there for folks who have experienced like post-traumatic stress, or ones that have experienced, let's say, traumatic brain injuries. There's actually really cool research showing it that, you know, the red light therapy on the skin is having the same effect on the brain as the anti-inflammatory effects. And I would say anecdotally, like I've personally experienced a calming effect. Like my theory, as you would do that study, my hunch would be that it would shift somebody into a parasympathetic state, you know, into a relaxed state. And that's probably why people feel relaxed at night and have a pretty good night's sleep when using it at night. But on the other hand, there is a small percentage of our customer base that they actually feel like a big stimulating effect. So it actually kind of halts their sleep. So there's kind of these two different categories. So it would be really interesting of like what you're saying, does it affect the vagus nerve? And then for others, what is it affecting where they're not relaxed and they're actually getting like super stimulated?
It's such a like case by case, right? Or time of day, or like, what else have you done in your day that like would cause this? So yeah, I mean, and this is some of the stuff that's like really, really hard to quantify, because what I might experience from red light might be totally different from Rachel. And so, you know, it's one of those things that's like, it's exciting. The more people that are trying this device, the more mm-hmm. anecdotal information we're going to get about this stuff. And then the bigger studies we can do. And I would love to wrap up with just a couple of nerdy biohacking like stacks that you have seen, or any personal tips that you have around like ways to really optimize your red light therapy sessions.
Oh boy, that might even be a better question for Rachel, because I know she stacks so many things with it. But in regards to, you know, what I've seen and what I think is very effective is one, when and I was actually just doing this yesterday. I'm an avid runner, and a lot of times you can get sore calves and whatnot. And so, you know, I love to position a device so where it's shining on my calves. And then I love using like a massage gun. And so I'm getting both of those to stimulate, you know, blood flow, relax the muscle. And at the same time I'm doing that, I'm delivering healthy dosages of light to those cells to help promote healing. So that is a very good one. Another one is pairing breath work with a session. So imagine, you know, you're sitting there, you're dedicating time. You know, you could either be on your phone, or why not incorporate some breath work? You know what I mean? And actually help induce even more calming. And so we actually released a breathwork video that you can find on our YouTube channel. It's just a quick guided video that will give you that will give you instructions to do it with your red light therapy session. So a lot of customers love that. I personally love that. I think breathwork is one of those things that's getting more popular, you know, for a reason, because it's very, very, very powerful. And then something else that I see customers doing is dry brushing too, when they're sitting there doing a therapy session. Is, you know, you're doing this, why not stack it with other things? And something lastly that I see at Bulletproof Labs in here in Santa Monica and in Beverly Hills is they actually pair it with a vibe plate. And so they'll kind of put their, they have two of our big panels, and they'll put an individual in the middle, and they'll have them be on the vibe plate as they're getting a light therapy. So they're just stimulating so much good stuff there. So that I would encourage someone to do that is when you're doing a session, multitask, do other stuff. Or if you just want to sit there and meditate, that's good too. You know, they're all great things.
I have a real life question, because I literally was about to do this the other day, and then I was like, I should probably just wait and ask Wes. I have a Sunlight and Sauna, love it. It has chromotherapy. Red light is not that strong. So does red light penetrate through the glass? If I were to take my Juve and put it outside the glass facing at me when I'm in the sauna, would that work?
Oh, well, it's going to lose power, because it's going to bounce off the glass, different things like that. And we actually recommend using it after a sauna session. And I'll tell you why. When you're in a sauna, think about what that mechanism of action is. You want your body to be under stress. You want your body to go into that almost fight or flight mode. So it, you know, it's sweating, and then through that sweat, heat shock proteins, and then you start sweating and detoxing, right? Increasing blood flow, those sorts of things. Lots of benefits with a sauna, but you want to go into that stress. You know, with red and near infrared light therapy, you're delivering a teeny stress, but more energy. And so your cells, it's really more for recovery. So we actually encourage folks to use it after the sauna, because you put your body under stress in a workout in the sauna. And it might not feel that way to a lot of people who've been doing it a long time, but no doubt about it, a sauna is a big time stressor. And so we kind of see, unless we've seen some clinical data of mixing the two, we just at this point don't recommend, because they're just so different mechanisms of action. Red and near infrared on this hand providing energy, and a sauna putting stress on the body.
Yeah, that's a great question. And we want to make sure we're, from our last conversation, about 6 inches from the panel to get the maximal benefit. And I'm a founding member at the Victoria Upgrade Lab. So when I go and do my biohacking, heck yes, I am stacking. And I tell everybody work there, I wanted to have the Nano V, I'm going to be doing the big squeeze, and then I'm going to have the light stim panel. They don't have the Juve for the face there though, so I'll be working on Dave for that. But one of the things that I love to stack with my biohacks is in the evening, I'll take like an hour-long bath. Yes, I love doing this. And so I'll have like 2 cups of Epsom salts. If we're having a lot of solar activity, which we have over the last couple of weeks, that is radiation. Throw in like 2 cups of baking soda in your bathtub as well. Put some of my pineapple body oil, which you can get at my store, and then do your dermal rolling and your skincare in the tub with your Juve on in your bathroom as well. And a little tip that I give to my clients is to have your Juve panel actually on a plant stand next to the tub. Obviously, don't let it fall in. I know you hate me for saying this.
But regulatory team hates you for saying that. I'm okay with it, but they hate you.
I love having it in the bathroom while I'm doing my self-care, and I'll do my dermal rolling. I'll get out of the tub, then I'll spin it around, and then I'll have it get the back of my thighs, or I'll put it on my counter while I'm doing my skincare routine. Sometimes I'll take my panel into my office here, and I'll wear like shorts or skirt, and I'll actually get my legs while I'm working. So those are some of the ways that I like to stack it, but 100% stack your red light therapy while you're doing your skincare, while you're doing your dermal rolling, and love the idea of doing the red light therapy after the sauna, because you do want to be pretty close to the panel.
Something you'll love, Rachel, especially with our newest generation, is we definitely improved the optics. So you can actually use our third generation. You can actually use it and get a really good dosage 2 feet away. You don't have to be as close anymore, which gives you a lot of flexibility. And something I love is I can you know, do some treatments in the morning as I'm doing some postural alignment. And for those that aren't familiar with postural alignment, It's great exercises you can do, simple things like stretching and working on your posture. There's, you know, as far as like an easy biohack that anybody can do is improve your postural alignment. It's going to have amazing benefits for your sleep, your just pain relief, and just how your body feels overall. So that's what we love, at least I do, of our new products is the power output is so improved, and we're focusing the LE and the lens and the power right at the user and more efficiently, because any time you go, you know, you release a new generation, you're improving things, right? You're learning and you're making improvements. So the increased treatment distance has definitely been a big favorite for anyone who's been using a new generation product.
I'm sorry, Wes. I just have one more question. Because it sort of triggered it when we were talking about the distance. So I've heard a lot of people say it penetrates clothing, but then I've seen a lot of influencers like basically naked in front of their gym. So what is the truth here? Like, how much do you have to strip down in order to really get the benefits of your gym?
So when you look at clinical data, and you'll find studies, you know, where they shined it on X on the body, or they shined it on your elbow, your knee, anywhere around the body, it showed benefit. So the more skin you can expose, the better. You know, I understand if people post photos and they, you know, have their clothes on, they may not feel comfortable taking their clothes off for a photo, but hopefully they're doing a treatment in the nude, because that is going to be the biggest bang for your buck. Cause imagine, and same with your out in the sun, right? If you're trying to induce more vitamin D, the more skin you expose, the better opportunity you're going to have to do that. So same kind of concept here. The more skin you can expose to that light, the more energy that your body can absorb.
Awesome. Well, we need to do a follow-up call with you because we are out of time, but we're definitely going to be doing a round two interview with you, Wes. And it's just been such a pleasure having you on the show. You're such a wealth of knowledge. And I just want to encourage everybody to get your Juve device over at juve.com and use our promo code BB15 for special savings. We're going to have Juve on our favorites page on thebeautyandthebiohacker.com/favorites, where you can get this code as well in case you forget it. But that's where we have all of our favorite things. And make sure that you learn more about working with Katie and I at beautyandthebiohacker.com. Make sure you subscribe to the channel here on YouTube and also on the podcast, and share this with your friends, because this episode is such a fantastic resource for all things red light therapy, stacking your biohacks. And Wes, it's just an honor and a pleasure to have you hang out with Katie and I here.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. You always get me rambling. So I'm happy to do another one of these.
Heck yeah.
So awesome.
Awesome. Well, have a great rest of your day, everybody. And thank you so much for hanging out with Katie and I here on the Beauty and the Biohacker podcast. We'll see you guys in the next episode.
Thank you guys so much for tuning into Beauty and the Biohacker today. If you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to leave a comment or share it on your social media account, and we'll give you a shout out. And don't forget to head over to beautyandthebiohacker.com to check out all our episodes and our favorites page, where we include our curated list of products with special discount codes just for you guys. And while you're there, sign up for our newsletter, because we're sharing some exclusive content and giveaways you won't want to miss.